This is KUAR 89.1, and that's Johnny Cash, Like a 309, said to be the last song he ever wrote before passing away in September 2003, almost 11 years now. But a big celebration of his life will be taking place next month in East Arkansas with the official grand opening of the Johnny Cash Boyhood Home. That'll occur 3 weeks from today on Saturday, August 16th. Dr. Ruth Hawkins has been overseeing the project as part of Arkansas State University's Arkansas Heritage Sites program. She joins me now on the line, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
We've talked several times over the years since the first fundraising concert was held. Let's back up a little bit, a few years, to when ASU first acquired the home. This is where Johnny Cash lived from the age of 3 until he left home as an adult. What was the condition like when ASU first bought the home?
Well, of course, when Johnny Cash and his family moved there, it was a brand new home. By the time, and that was, of course, in 1935, by the time we acquired it in 2011, it was pretty far gone. A lot of the houses in Dice are pretty lopsided and leaning because of the type of soil there. It's a gumbo soil, and it moves and it shifts, and so houses there crack and they sag. And this is what was happening to the Johnny Cash house. The concrete piers that served as the foundation had sunk into the mud, and that caused the house kind of to be dragging on the ground. And so obviously the wood was rotting, and it was really beginning to deteriorate pretty rapidly.
And I was there when y'all had lifted the home off of its foundation. And talk about what y'all did with the ground.
Yes, well, because of this gumbo soil, what we had to do to prevent this same thing from happening again in a few years, we moved the house off of the foundation, and then we dug out all of that gumbo soil. We actually dug down about 8 feet and dug all of that soil out, and then we filled that pit with a better draining soil. Then we put a 2-foot-wide concrete foundation around the entire perimeter, but we dug down and did this so that we could hide it because it obviously wasn't there originally. So we covered that with dirt, and then the original concrete piers, which are those little pyramidal-type piers that you see on a lot of houses of that era, we put those back on the concrete foundation so that it's pretty stable. I don't think it's going to go anywhere for a long time.
Yeah. Any surprises as you've done this project?
Well, I guess, of course, the biggest surprise to us was because it was in such bad shape when we got it, we assumed that there was not a lot left of the original material in the house. But as we got into it, we found, I would say, that probably 75% to 80% of the original material is there. The flooring, for instance, including the original linoleum, was actually still there. It had just been covered over by other floor coverings and carpets and so forth. And, you know, there had been some things done to the walls, but the original wood paneling, which had never been painted when the Cash family was there, that was all still there, pretty much. It had to be stripped down to the bare wood again, since the Cash family had never had it painted. There were some places where the rooms had been altered. Some pantries had been taken out, or some doors and windows had been moved. And where we had to patch in those places, we were very fortunate because we were able to acquire another colony house that was being torn down, and we were able to salvage material out of that house. So in places where the material is not original, it's material that was in another colony house.
Well, it's amazing that so much of the original material was there, and I guess the key is to bring it back to what it looked like when the Cash family lived there.
Absolutely, and we've been really fortunate in that Johnny Cash's younger brother and sister, Joanne Cash Yates and Tommy Cash, have both served as consultants on this project, and they have great memories, and they have described every stick of furniture, every accessory that was in that house. And so based on their descriptions, we were able to go out and search for these pieces. In fact, we created a database that was kind of like a bridal registry or a gift registry, and we posted it online so that people could see what we needed and what we already had. And the result of that was that people all over Arkansas have participated in this project. We've had over 100 people who have donated the various items that make up the furnishings of this house.
I can't wait to see what it looks like. The last time I saw it was when you were showing it to Tommy and Joanne, and the house was empty then, but
right.
The walls and flooring were just beautiful.
Right. Well, now all the furniture's in and the accessories, and Tommy and Joanne have walked in again, and they've walked through it, and they've said, this is exactly like we remember when we lived here. We wouldn't change a thing. So that was high compliment for us, and we're thrilled that we've been able to recapture that.
Great. Well, when I was thinking about this earlier this week, I dug out my DVD of the documentary Johnny Cash, The Man, His World,
yes.
His Music, where he drives an RV with his family into
Dias. Right.
They go through the house, and they go through the circle there downtown, and they talk to the guy who ran the filling station, and
right.
It's just great stuff, and good to really have that historical perspective or moment documented.
Yes, and a lot of those clips from that documentary that you're talking about are actually included in our exhibits. A lot of people don't realize that in addition to furnishing the house, we also have installed exhibits in the restored administration building. And these exhibits, they do talk about the history and development of the Dias colony. They talk about the lifestyle of typical colonists. And they talk about the Cash family and the impact that growing up in Dias had on Johnny Cash and his music. And so there are a lot of clips in these exhibits, including the ones that you're talking about, but it's a whole collage of clips of Johnny Cash talking about Dias and what it was like growing up in Dias.
Well, 3 weeks from today, Saturday, August 16th, will be the grand opening. What will that be like?
Well, we'll start out with a public ceremony that everyone is welcome to come to at 10 o'clock. We'll have a number of dignitaries as well as some members of the Cash family. Roseanne Cash will be making some remarks along with Tommy Cash and Joanne Cash. Following the 10 o'clock ceremony, there will be an open house at the administration building all day for people to see these exhibits that I mentioned. Those will be available at no charge from 11 o'clock until 4 o'clock. There'll also be music entertainment, concessions going on throughout the day, opportunities for people to purchase Johnny Cash memorabilia. And then we also will have tours of the house, but the tours of the house do require an advance ticket. The tickets are $10. And we're selling the tickets for timed tours. The house is just very small, and we have to limit the number of people in the house. And, of course, we don't want a bunch of people lined up all day in line having to wait. We want people to enjoy the day. So we're selling the timed tickets so that you know that it's your time to go see the house at 3 o'clock or at 11 o'clock or whenever your ticket is. So those tickets are available, and they will be, they're available on the hour from 11 o'clock until 3 o'clock.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Hopefully I'll be able to make it up there for that.
Well, we hope to see you and everyone else in Arkansas.
Oh, great. That's Dr. Ruth Hawkins, head of the Arkansas Heritage Sites Program at ASU, which today owns the Cash House, and she's been overseeing the restoration. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I appreciate it.
Well, why don't we take it out now with one from Johnny Cash from the early days at Sun Records. Here's Hey Porter on KUAR 89.1.
Hey Porter, hey Porter, would you tell me the time